this is your gift for the day. I know how much you love surprises. Meg is the person on Monty's March who always played the bagpipes, taking us up the hill.
What?
For as far as I could.
That's so funny. Thank you. Well, I always love that.
I enjoyed it.
Meg, what do we have to do to get you to come back? It's the whole reason I walk from Northampton to Greenfield.
Well, you know, my piping was one of those things that went down in COVID. I just, you know, I couldn't go and pipe with my group, and I did a little solo thing that I did so poorly on. I kind of broke the bagpipes away, and I haven't really been. Oh God, it was awful. Anyway,
you got a couple months to get back into practice, and we can have you standing out all by yourself, like near the library in Amherst or the town common or something, and play us through. So.
Okay, hey, thanks.
We thank the two of you for all that you do.
For the food bank.
For the food bank and to educate people. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. It's my pleasure. I assume it's Phil's too. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Steve and Meg Lanfear from Sentinel Farm in Belchertown. You have an apple orchard there that is pick your own or was pick your own. And already, even here, kind of in the very early fall, the season for picking your own is over. What went on, Meg? Tell me.
Well, we had a sort of a lousy crop, and people came anyway and picked. We got a lot of apples for cider, and we're still making cider with people who have agreed to come, well, who have signed up to come. But the orchard is pretty well picked out this year.
Steve, tell me what made it a lousy crop.
Well, there were a number of reasons. We had some health issues. I did. We had some mechanical issues that never got resolved, mainly with our mower. So we would have done better selling hay this year. I managed to spray it once, and it was at a critical time in May, and it helped. But one spray, whether you're doing organic or IPM or whatever, does not cut it for fruit. Mm-hmm. So a combination of those things plus the dry weather we had, that's what I would attribute it to.
How long have you two been doing this?
Well, about 18, 20 years, I think.
Tell me what happens when a year like this happens to your, I'm assuming, relatively small family business.
Well, she's looking at me now. What happens is we just be honest with people. You know, if we had to rely on something like this for putting food on the table, we'd be in trouble. So the honest response to you, Monty, is that we are retired. The 18 to 20 years that we've been doing this, you know, has really been, it's a supplement to our retirement income. And so I feel bad for those people who don't have that kind of luxury. Mm. And when they have a year like this, they have to tap into their savings. It's much more serious for them. But our customers understand. And all I got to say is there's a risk involved. Everybody in farming. We were fortunate enough to have the opportunity to talk to you on one of our worst years.
Well, it can only go up from here. So that's great.
That's right.
Steve and Meg, you were sharing while the apple harvest was not a good year, you actually did do well with peaches this year.
The peaches were fantastic. We had a great crop of peaches, and you know, we ended up taking some to the farmer's market here in Belchertown, which we don't do on a regular basis. So yeah, the peach crop was great.
And your previous work lives, I can honestly say, seem pretty community focused. And it seems like that's what you've brought into this retirement plan of working more for less. And I'm wondering if you could share about how the community is involved with your farm.
Well, we have a neighbor with an 8-year-old son who comes and helps me with the goats, and he comes and does little jobs for us. And that neighbor brings a group called Tinker Garden here once a week. The Tinker Garden people do things outside and learn about mud and bugs, and they'll slide on our hill in the winter or on our slide in the fall. it's just fun to have them. We also have groups when there is a harvest, like homeschool groups, and we just are glad to see people. We like to learn from the people, and we like to learn from the experience of farming.
What was the community-oriented stuff you were doing before you made this into your retirement gig?
I was a community development administrator in Holyoke for a good number of years. One of the best jobs I ever had. I even got paid for that. So, you know, a lot of that transferred to this endeavor. We have had church groups come. We have had, like Meg said, homeschool groups come. We spend a great deal of our time talking to people, getting to know people, and we do that with not really an intended purpose, but it turns out to be a great one. They like that, and they come back, and they understand if we've had a bad year. They say, hey, we'll see you next year. So,
what about you, Meg?
Well, I was a pediatric physical therapist. I also worked with families on early intervention teams and in the school system. And I remain curious about how families work together. So when I'm working with them in the cider tent, I just love to watch the dynamics. And some of the families are so good with their kids, and they give their kids experience and help them learn. And it's to me a lot of fun.
We have noticed that families like to come to a place with activities where they can relax and find out some educational pieces to it. And we've had a great reception for that.
So I want to, two other examples of this community engagement is that even though this year you're done with it, can you explain a little bit how you do the cider making at the farm?
We had a wonderful crop of cider apples. We picked them and we put out a couple of bushels of apples, and we have a wash station where the families select the apples that appeal to them. Then they scrub those apples, dry them, and put them in, sort them by size into a big and small bin. We have a wonderful electric grinder that grinds small apples, and I cut large apples for the grinder. The family is responsible for the grinding, and when they have a full 5-gallon bucket of mash, they separate that into, like, I call it pancakes that the kids can fill up and put in the cider press. Then they press it. Then they strain the apple's juice in our maple syrup finisher so that they can bottle it. So there's a lot of operations, messy operations, that the kids love. And they'll walk away with almost 3 gallons of cider. So once the grinder is off and all sharp things are done, the family just spends time in the cider tent pressing, straining, and bottling. And I kind of at that point leave them alone.
So Meg and Steve, you have another idea you may do. You're not fully committed to it.
Right.
But I think, again, shows the philosophy of community and working more for less. Can you share the adopt an apple tree concept that you may go ahead and do?
Sure. We've termed it adopt a tree, sustain a farm. You know, oftentimes we have these creative ideas and we think they're going to be less work and they turn out to be more work. So we aren't launching this just yet, but the idea is that a family can adopt a tree for a fee. They will be responsible for pruning, and they will be responsible for fruit thinning on it, particularly the peaches. And we will supply the materials, the extension folks. We would get them to come and give some workshops on pruning. The entomologist at Stockbridge has been willing to support coming and doing pest identification and educating people on that. We're going to be doing organic spraying. I would be responsible for that. We got a grant from the Natural Resource Conservation Service that will help us for some of this transitioning to organic, plus a design and pollinator habitat plantings.
And what we're hoping is that some of the young people who can participate will kind of enjoy agriculture, and maybe there'll be some future farmers that'll come out of that.
It sounds like an amazing and innovative opportunity if you decide to actually launch this Adopt a Tree program. I had an adopted whale when I was a kid to try to save the whales, and I didn't have to do any work.
Yeah.
If I adopt a tree at your farm, Sentinel Farm in Belchertown, I'm going to do what the people in Northampton did when they tried to save the cherry trees and make it a Buddhist priest. So not only will it make apples, it will be a Buddhist tree. It'll be fun. It sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Keep us posted as that happens. Meanwhile, I'll wish you the same thing I'll wish to my Boston Red Sox. Better luck next year.
Thank you.
With Sentinel Farm in Belchertown, Steve and Meg Lanfear from the farm, and Phil Corman from CISA, our local hero. Folks, you can learn more about all our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.
Thanks, Monty.
Thank you, Monty.